ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 So the 77th verse, he just says, if one element, that is the space being mithya, is established, it's enough. All the other elements being mithya becomes very clear. So the next verse onwards, so we'll see that.
Yevamakasha mithya. सत्सत्यत्वे च वासिते न्यायेनानेन वायवादेहि सद्वस्तु प्रविविच्यताम् सद्वस्तु प्रविविच्यताम्
See, the word I told many times, the word vastu means that which alone is vastu. Vastu is one, it's a neuter gender word in Sanskritam. One small word expression which conveys this meaning, that which alone is. In Tamil, if you want to say, unmail irupadu. So that which alone is vastu. So that which alone is the reality. And that reality, in what form does it obtain? It is in the form of the existence. If we really understand the meaning of the word sat, that is existence. And that existence is the reality. Existence is the vastu, sad vastu. And existence has to be, existence cannot be distanced. But existence can be, existence being distinct from every object can be understood. Existence is very much there. So existence, and he talks about the space alone. We take the space, when you say akashaha, akashaha, when you utter a word, it must denote a corresponding object. A word akashaha, or space in English, directly, immediately denotes the corresponding object called the space. And as space, the corresponding object, when space means, immediately you have to say space is. So the word space denotes this object, and the object space, then what now? We have to say, when it is understood, you have to say space is. Space is means space exists. Space exists means space enjoys existence. There is no such a thing called a space without this existence. No, there is no such a thing called existence. There's only space, so you cannot say. There is only space, even if you say also, there is existence. That space, only space is, when you say, there is existence along with the space. So what cannot be separated, what cannot be missed, what cannot be avoided is the existence. And that existence is not physically separable from the space, but it is cognitively distinguishable. The existence being distinct from the space can be understood. Well, space is means space exists. Space exists means space enjoys existence. And that existence enjoyed by space is the sadvastu. And that existence is actually the one, only reality, subtlest reality, abstract reality, because it's formless, all pervasive. And it is inseparably there with every object, every form, name and function. Just as water is inseparably with every wave, existence is inseparably there with every form, name and function, every object. It is one, indivisible, partless. You can see, as I'm saying, you can see how it is one, indivisible, partless, all pervasive, and independent also. So existence has no dependence. And it is pravivichyatam, it can be distinguished cognitively. And this existence is distinguishable from, not only from space, just as it is distinguishable from space, it is distinguishable from all the elements and also rest of the other elementals also, which alone is here the reality which is free from all limitations, therefore implied by the term Brahma. So the absolute reality obtaining in the form of pure existence is implied by the term Brahma. And if we still want to know what is that vastu, obtaining in the form of existence implied by the term Brahma, you want, that is when you cannot arrive at anything other than the consciousness, and for which one has to really do the individual analysis. One has to arrive at the existence in terms of consciousness as the truth of I, that is, as a surupam of the mind. Only by analyzing the thoughts, analyzing the mind, one has to arrive at that reality. Then you can understand that consciousness is existence and existence is consciousness. Okay, now let us go to the next verse. Sadvastun yekadeshastha. Sadvastun yekadeshastha. Maya tatraikadeshagam. Maya tatraikadeshagam. Viyatatrapyekadeshagato. Viyatatrapyekadeshagato. Vayuh prakalpitah. Viyatatrapyekadeshagato. Vayuh prakalpitah. So, sadvastuni, sadvastuni ekadeshastha maya. See, ekadeshastha means maya does not pervade conscious, the existence, reality, whereas the reality obtaining in the form of existence, which is consciousness, pervades the space. So what is pervaded is said to be ekadeshastha, and that which pervades is said to be limitless. So ekadeshastha maya. Ekadeshastha maya means maya is subject to limitation. Maya is time bound. Maya is spatially limited. Maya does not pervade the reality. So maya is subject to limitation in terms of space. So spatially limited, which means the reality, Brahman, pervades the Maya. And here, what is Maya? We need to understand Maya is only the power of the reality. Why do we say power of the reality is very reality itself? Because power cannot exist independently outside of the reality. Even though power is nothing but the reality, power is reality. But still, we say the power doesn't take have existence of its own. Therefore, we say power is reality, means the reality doesn't exist outside of the, power doesn't exist outside of the reality. Therefore, reality, power is, the power of the reality implied by the term Maya is ekadeshastha, means it is limited. How do we understand this? The power of reality manifest is what? This whole jagat. Please understand, very important to understand this. The power of reality manifest is manifest is this entire universe. Now I tell you, how much power is manifest for the world to enjoy the existence? For the world to enjoy the status of being existent, only half of the power is manifest. Not the total power. When there is manifestation of total power of knowledge, then in total manifestation of the power of knowledge, you know, the world will resolve in the very reality. The world enjoys the status of being existent only when there is half manifestation of the power. So when there is knowledge, I am, then the world, the knowledge that the world is possible. Then the world enjoys the status of being existent. In total manifestation of knowledge, the world will be resolved cognitively. That's why only half of the power of knowledge manifest is the universe. It is something I explained long, long ago. I don't know whether you remember this. You know, what is the half of the power of knowledge? Only half of the power of knowledge manifest is this whole jagat. When there's total manifestation of power of knowledge, then the world will be resolved cognitively. Isn't it? Do you remember this? I taught it long, long ago. Therefore, Eka Deshastha. So Maya, you say, when this total manifestation of knowledge, Maya will resolve. Then you can't find Maya. There'll be only Jnanam. There's only knowledge then. Maya will be resolved. That's why Eka Deshastha Maya. So Maya is only limited. If Maya itself is limited. And what about the space? Space is one of the manifestations of the knowledge. Manifestations of the power of knowledge. So space is one of the manifestations of the power of knowledge. Therefore space is much more limited than this Maya, the power itself. Then what about this air then? Definitely air, which is pervaded by space, is definitely limited, will be limited. So Maya itself is subject to limitation, means then we can say manifestations of Maya, the power of reality, everything will be subject to limitation only. That is what is said. So Eka Desha Gataha means only the partial manifestation. See, total power of manifestation of, total power of knowledge, the total power of the reality is manifest, means then the world will resolve. There will be only knowledge. It's only the partial manifestation of the power of knowledge, which is Maya. Therefore, then space being the one of the manifestations will be limited, and this air, which is pervaded by space, definitely will also be subject to this limitation. That's what is said here in this verse. Soshasparsho gatir vegaha vayur dharma ime mataha. Soshasparsho gatir vegaha. See, we are repeatedly made to see the fact of the limitations of the elements. Because whatever we talk, whether the plants or the rest of the world of objects, which including our physical body, can be reduced to elements. Nothing else. Only elementals are reducible to elements. And elements can be reduced to this Maya only. Why we say that? Because even all the elements will lose their status of being existent when there is no manifestation of knowledge. So this power of the reality, the power of knowledge manifest is, only half manifest is this the whole Jagat, and one of the manifestations which constitute the Jagat is this space. And there again, this air is nothing but much limited than this space. So we can understand, so also all the elements.
Soshasparshogatirvegaha Vayur dharmai me mataha. Soshasparshogatirvegaha Vayur dharmai me mataha. Trayasvabhava sanmaya vyomnam yete pivayugaha. Soshasparshogatirvegaha Vayur dharmai me mataha. Trayasvabhava sanmaya vyomnam yete pivayugaha.
See, soshaha, sparshaha, gatihi. See, soshaha, sparshaha, gatihi, vegaha, gatir vegaha. Soshaha means soshanam, means drying up. Soshanam or soshaha. Soshaha is a masculine gender word. Soshanam is a gerund, which is drying up. Drying up means what? Absorption of moisture is soshaha. Then, sparshaha. Sparshaha means touch. The capacity to touch, no? The sense of touch is sparshaha. So being available for perception, being available for perception to the sense of touch is sparshaha. This is second thing. Then gatihi. Gatihi means mobility, the movement. Gatihi. Then vegaha means speed. Vegaha, speed. These are all, we can say, soshaha, sparshaha, gatihi, vegaha. So being absorbable, the absorption of moisture. So being able to absorb the moisture, and the sparshaha, being available for perception, the sense of touch, mobility, the motion, and vegaha, speed. These are, what are they? We say they're all the gunas of the air, vayu. Vayoho gunaha. So vayu dharmaha. He said vayu dharmaha. These four are vayu dharmaha. Vayu dharmaha means they're all the properties of the air. So ime mataha. Ime means these. Ime is the pronoun here. I am imo ime. Ime, these four. Ime, these four are said to be vayu dharmaha. They are the properties of the air. Mataha means considered. These four are considered to be, said to be, understood to be the properties of the air element. Trayaha swabhavaha. Swabhavaha san maya vyomnam ye tepi vayugaha. So sat, so in this, of them, in the air, we also find these other things, other factors. What are they? Sat. Of course, when you say air is, definitely air enjoys what? Existence. in the same, the air which is of these four properties also has what? Enjoys existence. Therefore, it has sat svabhava. Then, it also, air also has what? Space. Because air exists where? In space only. Air cannot be outside of the space. So, there is existence inseparably with this, the air. There is space also inseparably with the air. And is also what? There is Maya also. Maya means what? The power of the reality also is there. So reality is there. Power of the reality is there. And there's also space is there. All these three, Trayaha Swabhavaha, Sun, Maya, Vyomnam. So Trayaha Swabhavaha. So yeah, Trayaha Swabhavaha. These three factors also are found on the part of the air. Ye, Te Api Vayugaha. Vayugaha means they also go with the Vayu. When you say air, you can't say pure only air. Can you talk about when you say there is air, can you say there's only air? Air, when you say, immediately along with the, what all things come to your mind? The four properties of the air. Definitely, what are the four properties of the air? So, Vayu Dharmaha Ime Mataha. Soshaha, Sparshaha, Gatihi Vegaha. Of course, Vayu is known for moving here and there. That is why air is called Anilaha. You know, you would have learned this word in Bhagavad Gita. Air is called Anilaha. Vayuhu, you know, Sanskrit Shabdaha. Vayuhu. Vayu is also called Anilaha. Now, why it is called Anilaha? Because Na Nilayati Iti Anilaha. Nilayati means remains stable in one place. Na Nilayati Iti Anilaha. That which keeps moving from, blowing from one place to the other place. That's why it's called Anilaha. This fire and, please remember this, I'll be repeating in every, all, in other context also. Fire is called Analaha. Air is called Anilaha. Analaha, Anilaha. Now why fire is called Analaha? Because it never says enough. Like Bakasura's stomach, okay? When you offer food, oh, enough, enough. Suppose Rajliji means next day, next dosa, he'll say, no, enough, 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 enough. Doctor, our doctor will run away from after first second. No, take it and he'll run away. Enough, 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 say, alam, alam means enough. When the food is served, if you immediately say enough, 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 it's called alam. But fire never says enough. You offer so much. It'll consume all that is offered, all the fuel. It'll ask for more and throwing the tongue out. That's why fire is called Analaha. Alam na yasya. Alam na yasya. The one who, for whom anything offered, any amount of fuel offered for consumption is not enough. Therefore, fire is called Analaha. But air is called Anilaha, Anilaha. Why na nilayati iti? Remember, na alam yasya. He is Analaha. Not enough for whom? He is called Analaha. But Anilaha means na nilayati. That which does not remain one place, that which keeps moving from one place to place, is called air. Air should be moving. That's why. Why does it move? That is its property. That's how it is. So it's a gunaha, vayudharmaha. That is the dharma. Vayudharmaha. So that's why gatihi. And so when the wind blows, when the air is blowing, wind blows, naturally dampness gets absorbed. A moisture gets absorbed. Which means when the air is always blown to even absorb the moisture, it has the capacity. That's why soshaha, soshanam. Is the Vayu Dharma. Sparsha also. When the wind blows, you feel cool, isn't it? You feel that. Sparshaha. Touch is also its Dharma. Gatihi and also Vegaha. Know how fast, you know, it blows. Therefore, these four are the properties of the Vayu. And even though this Vayu, which is of these four properties, four Dharmas, has also what? can never be, there's no such a thing called a pure air which enjoys existence by itself. Pure air, there's no such a thing called a pure air. You know, when you say air means air is, it enjoys existence. There is existence inseparably with the air. It's exactly like where there's no such a thing called wave form without the water. There's no pure wave form without the water. Wave form means water is inevitable. Similarly, air is means there is existence enjoyed by the air. And not only existence, sat, maya. There's also power of that reality also is there with it, air. Then vyomnam. And where does this air exist? Definitely air has to be only within the space. Space accommodates air. Wherever air blows, that air is always along with the space only. Therefore, three. Sat, maya, vyoma. Means space. These three are there along with the, associated with the air. Vayugaha. Which means what? This is how Vayu is. Therefore, Vayu is also what? Subject to limitation. There's no independent existence of the element called Vayu. Now, Vayurastiti sadbhavaha. See, finally, we are going to see there's nothing which is by itself in the world. There's nothing which is by itself. Vayurastiti sadbhavaha. Sato vayo prithakrite. Vayurasti. What I explained already, he's saying now. Vayurastiti sadbhavaha. Sato vayo prithakrite. Nistatva rupata. Nistatva rupata maya swabhavo. Vyomagodhanihi. Nistatva. Tvarupata maya swabhavo vyomagodhanihi. Now, nist vayuhu asti iti sadbhavaha. Sataha vayu prithakrite. Vayuhu asti. Vayuhu asti means what? Air is. So, air is what an expression. Suppose if we happen to say air is, vayuhu asti, there, what is it asti? What is it is? Isness. E stands for isness. Isness is nothing but existence. That air enjoys existence. That existence enjoyed by the air is what? Sadbhavaha. Sadbhavaha means existence. Enjoyed by that air is what? Sat only. Reality only. So exists, there's no such a thing called vayu by itself. Air is means air enjoys existence. The existence enjoyed by the air doesn't belong to the air. That is the reality, which is consciousness. And now, vayo sataha vayo prithakrute. So prithak, when cognitively you separate prithakrito. When you distinguish the sat from the air cognitively, then what happens? Now, the existence removed means the nistatva rupa, nistatva rupa, which means then air will lose the status of being existent. The minus existence, air will be non-existent. So, nistattva rupa, which means air will be as good as non-existent, exactly like maya. How the power of reality minus reality will be as good as non-existent. So, also the air also will be as good as non-existent minus existence, reality. And what about the vyomagaha dhvanihi? No. The air has some sound. When the wind is blowing, some sound comes. What about the dhvanihi? the sound enjoyed by the air also doesn't belong to the air. That is actually, that belongs to the space. Dhvanihi, the sound, is the sound is the dharma. This belongs to the property of the space. So air doesn't have sound of its own. The sound enjoyed by the air is actually property of the space. And when you say air is, means the existence enjoyed by the air belongs to what? The consciousness. Existence is the reality. And where is the air? If we separate, if physically you cannot separate existence, intellectually, cognitively, if you distinguish the air without the existence, an air will lose its status of being the existent. Exactly like the power, the very power of reality will lose its status of being existent if it cognitively distinguish the reality. Which means it doesn't have independent existence of its own. That's what the whole effort is, to make us understand how each and every element is mithya. So it may sound a little boring for you, but the fact is what? Every element is mithya. And what is our physical body? It is nothing but modified form of these elements only, the mithya elements only. Satonu vritti sarvatra. Satonu vritti sarvatra. Vyomnu neti pureritam. Satonu vritti sarvatra. Vyomnu neti pureritam. Vyomano vritti radhuna. Vyomano vritti radhuna. Katham navyahatam vachaha. Vyomano vritti radhuna. Katham navyahatam vachaha. Satonu vritti sarvatra. Vyomnu neti pureritam. Vyomano vritti radhuna. Katham navyahatam vachaha. See, this, in this 81st verse, first, Vidyaranya Swami made very clear how space is mithya. Before coming to space, even the power of reality manifests space. Power of reality manifests other elements. Power of reality manifests time. And power of reality manifests all the forms, names and functions which constitute the whole Jagat. So power of reality manifests the entire universe. And then power of reality itself is what? Only Ekadesha means is limited. And what about the whole world which enjoys a state of being existent only when there's manifestation of the power? Definitely the whole world, including time and space, everything is subject to limitation. That's what is established here. So in this context, we have seen separately air also. After space, he made it very clear, not only space, all the elements are equally, similarly mithya, like space. And we talk, now he separately talked about the air. And then, so there's no such a thing called pure air. Air means, along with the air, there's always these, even though air is with the four dharmas, four properties, but still, what is inevitably, unavoidably with the air is existence, the power of the reality, that is, and also the space. Space is very much there with the air. That was said before. Now, in this context, 81st verse, always Purupakshi should come, you see. The Purupakshis, you know, Purupakshis have to come and express their doubts. So Purupakshi comes and says, now what is the question? Sataha anuvrittihi sarvatra. This is how the Purupakshi means the voice has to change. Okay. Sataha anuvrittihi sarvatra. Vyomnaha na. So this, the anuvrit, the sat is all pervasive. Sat alone is all pervasive. Space is not as all pervasive as the existence, reality. Even though space is all pervasive, the standpoint of the entire world, space is all pervasive. Space is spatially limitless. But from the standpoint of the consciousness, which is in the optimum of existence, space is not all pervasive. The space alone is is all pervasive. Space is absolutely all pervasive. Reality is absolutely all pervasive. It was said, therefore, sataha sarvatra anuvrittihi. Pura iritam. Pura iritam means before it was said. Iritam. The past passive participle. Pura iritam. Before it was mentioned, before it was said, before it was stated, before it was revealed. Munbu sollapattadu. Pura iritam. Means it was said before. What was said before? It was said before that sataha sarvatra anuvrittihi. Sataha sarvatra anuvrittihi means what? Anuvrittihi means at the space, sat, the absolute reality obtaining in the form of pure existence, obtaining from existence is all pervasive. Anuvrittihi means it continues to be there in everything, which means we can say water has the anuvrittihi in every way. What does it mean? Water is the anuvrittihi. If there is a wave, means along with the wave, what is there is concomitant, isn't it? Along with the wave, what is inseparably, unavoidably there is the water. Therefore, we can say water is the natural concomitant of the wave. Similarly, what is inevitably, unavoidably there in everything is the sat. So, sataha anuvrittihi sarvatra. In every object, sat is what? The concomitant. Reality obtaining in the form of existence is the concomitant in every object, entire world. Time. There is time also what? Time has space. So time has reality existence. Time enjoys existence. Space enjoys existence. All the forms, names and functions enjoy existence. Means the absolute reality obtaining in the form of existence is concomitant everywhere and everything. Sataha anuvrittihi sarvatra. It was said before. At the same time, space is not what? Concomitant. Before it was said, yes, space is not. See, wave is with the water, or water is with the wave. If you say, without water, wave cannot exist. But water can be without being a wave. Similarly, without the space, the existence in the of pure consciousness can be. But there cannot be space without the existence, name of consciousness. Before we say, even though space is all pervasive, space does not pervade the consciousness. So space is not the concomitant for the consciousness, the existence, whereas existence is concomitant for the space also. Isn't it? That's very important. So it was said. Therefore, then that time it was said, before it was said, the sat is concomitant, whereas no space is not. Before it was said. Now he's asking the question. Earlier it was said, vyom naha na. But no, space is not a concomitant. Only consciousness, the reality is concomitant, it was said before. Now, vyom anavritti aduna katam. How do you say no, space is a concomitant? Is the question, you know, vyomnaha anavrittihi aduna katham. How do you say, now space is a concomitant, katham, na vyahatam vachaha. Na vyahatam vachaha means what now? Are these expressions, aren't they contradictory? Before you said space is not a concomitant. Now you say space is a concomitant. How come? Before what was said before, what is said now? They're contradictory. And yes, oh my God. Yes. But you know, the answer has to be given like this. Oh my God. Yes. I said before space is not concomitant. Now I say space is concomitant. With reference to Atma, space is not concomitant. Atma, the absolute reality, Brahman, the existence, consciousness, space is not concomitant. Whereas space is concomitant with reference to everything else. Isn't it? That's a simple question, simple doubt. He's such a big question, Sakha. Big objection is raised here. Even a child will say the answer, isn't it? But still see. He is asking, Yoma Anurti Adhuna Katam Adhuna, now. Adhuna means what? Idanim, now. Katam Yoma Anurti, how do you say that space is also concomitant? Have you got it? I got the idea what I'm saying. Yes. So from the which is the standpoint? From, with reference to Atma, the all pervasive, absolute, abstract reality obtaining in the form of existence, which is nothing but pure consciousness, space is not a concomitant. And that reality is, of course, concomitant of everything in this world. Whereas, from the standpoint of everything else, rest of the things, we can say space is concomitant. This is the answer, okay? I have given the answer. She's in the 81st verse, there's only objection is raised. Is it clear? Okay. The answer has not been given. We'll see the answer. Chidranu vrittirneti ti. See, the idea is towards the end, the Mahabhuta Viveka Prakranam this is. We are analyzing the elements. You take each and every element separately. You know, and finally you see, we don't need to, we are not doing like how the physicists do. Okay, we can analyze the element. You can say, oh, water is nothing but H2O. You can analyze and you can say how two gases fuse means you get the element water. That is different analysis. But by, we are talking about the existence. Where do these elements exist? What is something called existence enjoyed by each element? And that existence enjoyed by each element, which is very abstract, we can never pay attention to this subtract thing called existence at all. We never try to see the meaning of the word existence. That is why it is so, the whole effort of the Vedanta Shastram is to make us pay attention to this, the meaning of this word expression, existence. Because for us, existence is non-entity. No way. We don't know what it is. We only give importance for the forms and names. Minus existence, the so-called powerful air will be non-existent. Minus existence, the so-called space will be non-existent. It's amazing. It is difficult for this human mind to absorb, understand this fact. Minus existence, there won't be something called space. There won't be something called time. There won't be something called air. There won't be fire. There won't be this gross earth. The grossest earth will be not be there minus existence. And what about not only the earth? What about all the plants, etc.? And what about our elementals, including our physical body? There is no existence means nothing will be there. So what is this existence, isn't it? That if we look for existence, we search what this existence is, you helplessly choicelessly, you have to stumble only upon the abstract reality, which is in terms of its nature of knowing as pure knowledge, as pure consciousness. They are not two different things at all. Existence and consciousness are not two different things. You know, but therefore, when you say consciousness, and it is what is existence. And without that, the world will be zero. It is very difficult for us to accept this. And we have to understand that. That is why the whole effort is made here. In terms of analyzing the elements. So air has been, space was analyzed earlier. Now air has been analyzed. And even in air, understand this, all this, what all we understand about the air. We think of this fourfold, the air properties of the air. Sparsha, etc., etc. Okay, leave alone, leave them there. And what about there is, along with this vayugaha, along with this vayu, what, without saying what is there is what? Existence, first thing, and the power of reality, and also the space. You can't avoid space. When you talk about the air, space is very much there. When you talk about the wave, there is water. When you talk about the air, space also very much there. Plus, we have this reality and its power. That is what is said here. Chidranu vrittirnetiti. Chidranu vrittirnetiti. Purvoktiradhunatviyam. Chidranu vrittirnetiti. Purvoktiradhunatviyam. Chidranu vrittirnetiti. Purvoktiradhunatviyam. Shabdanu vrittirevoktam. Shabdanu vrittirevoktam. Vachaso vyahatih kutah. So, chidra anuvrittihi na neti iti purvoktihi adunatu iyam. See, when you say space is very much there in air means, not in the air space, but space, you can't find space, you can't find air. Air has to be only in space. But how to understand that air is there in, if the space is very much there in air. You can't separate and see, but still when the wind is blowing, there comes the sound. The shabda is there. The sound belongs to the space only. Therefore, this sound of this space, the sound, the attribute of the space is found, is here with the air. We only understand the space being concomitant in the air. How? By the sound made caused by the air. Therefore, we don't say exactly like that, oh, space is there in the air. The air is very much in space. But when the wind is blowing, when there is air, when there is the sound, and the sound caused by the wind actually is the attribute of this space. That is very much found. Therefore, there is no contradiction in this expression. If we say space is concomitant, no, we say there's nothing, there's no contradiction at all. Vyahatihi kutaha. Vyahati vachasaha. Vachasaha vyahatihi kutaha. How can you, there's nothing contradiction about this expression that space is concomitant of the air. We say nothing wrong. Even though we don't say space by itself, the sound is very much there. Sound doesn't belong to the air. So actually, sound is not air elements. Sound is the sound is something which associated with the space. But now air has. That is because space, air moves only in space. That is why sound is possible. Therefore, there's no contradiction in saying that space is the concomitant of the air. That objection has been answered here. Again, it doesn't stop. Objection is not stopped again. It continues here.
Nanu sadvastu parthakyat. Nanu sadvastu parthakyat. Asatvam chetadakatham. Nanu sadvastu parthakyat. Nanu sadvastu parthakyat. Asatvam chetadakatam. Avyakta maya vaishamyad. Avyakta maya vaishamyad amaya mayatapino. Nanu sadvastu parthakyat. Asattam chetadakatham. Avyakta maya vaishamyat. Amaya mayatapino.
See, in this 83rd verse, it is simply argument for the sake of argument. Not a very big thing. This person who presents his objection now doesn't want to accept the fact that air is mithya. Air is not absolutely real, but can we say somewhat air must be real? Because I'm breathing. My breathing is there, no? Very, very difficult for people to say, oh my God, I'm breathing. I'm alive. I'm breathing because of this air. Therefore, it's very difficult for people to deny the fact that air is mithya. You know, your very breathing itself is mithya, isn't it? Our breathing itself is mithya. That is, worst thing is what? When you say, I'm breathing, how can we say that air is mithya? You know, so therefore, it's not said in this verse, okay, I am telling you this. It is not said in the verse. The what is said in the verse is that how can we say air is mithya? He gives his own reason. But I am saying, why the very this objection comes? Why this objection comes? Because we are all the time breathing. My very presence is proved by what? My breathing, isn't it? If I don't breathe, they send the whole weight to the crematorium. So it is the breathing which really makes me feel respected. Who will care, isn't it? For this physical body. That is why in Tamil they say, no, he, when you say somebody is there, he. And he is still there, he has yet to come, etc. Avar varvar povar. And then once the dead body is there, then they say adu. Idu. They say this is the body. Isn't it? Then we won't use he. The body only we say. The body has to be taken. We don't say he has to be taken, you know. The body is taken for cremation. Do we say he has to be taken? No, we never say. Even in English, we never say that, isn't it? Somebody has passed away, okay? And what do we say? He has said to be taken for cremation. No. When he is taken to the hospital, he has been taken to the hospital, we say. he's being treated, we say. But when after the person passed away, the body has to be taken for cremation only, we say. We never say he or she. Isn't it? That means, what makes this? It is this breath, isn't it? And this breath is air. That is why it is very difficult for us to accept this air element is mithya. So we understand mithya, the concept of mithya is very clear for us. Because it doesn't have independent existence, therefore it is mithya is very clear. When you say mithya is as good as non-existent, we say that really makes us feel, causes some itching. Therefore, we have to find an answer here. So it is said, Nanu sadvastu parthakyat asattvam chet tada katham. Katham means what? How? Oh my God. Parthakyam means prithakkaranam. Parthakyam means separation. Parthakyam means prithakkaranam. Separation. Separation means what? See, sadvastu parthakyat. Suppose, if we cognitively distinguish the sadvastu from the air, suppose minus existence, the air element will be what? As good as non-existent. There cannot be something called air element at all. If we remove the water, will there be wave? And how clear we are when to say that if water is removed, wave, it is wave will disappear, collapse, it will disappear. There can't be something called wave. Wave will be non-existent. If we remove the gold, chain will be non-existent. If we remove the wood, furniture will be non-existent. Similarly, minus sadvastu, space will be non-existent. Minus sadvastu, air will be non-existent. That's what is. So sadvastu parthakyat asattvam means what? The air will be non-existent. Air will be as good as non-existent. Means chet tada katham. How is it? How can you say? It is very, example is very nice. Minus water, wave is non-existent. Minus wood, furniture will be non-existent. Minus gold, chain will be non-existent. But minus existence, air will be non-existent. As good as non-existent. Tada katham. How is it possible? How can we say it is as good as non-existent? And he gives example. Why can't we say minus existence, air will be as good as non-existent? Air will be non-existent. Why can't we say? And he gives the answer. Now what is the answer? Because avyakta maya vaishamyat. Vaishamyat amaya mayatapino. Because air is something available for perception. Because air is available for, Maya is not available for perception. Isn't it? Maya is not available for perception. What is Maya here? The power reality is not available for perception. Reality is imperceptible. The power of reality also is what? Abstract. Also imperceptible. But still, what about air? We can understand Maya is as good as non-existent, something we can say because it's not available for perception. Whereas air is perceptible. Air is available for perception. Therefore, we can say air is, because of its perceptibility of the air, we can say air is distinct from Maya. And therefore, air is what? Air is not as non-existent as the Maya. This is his argument, okay? Don't take it seriously. It's only Purupaksha. It's only questions, only a doubt. Maya is not available for perception. Whereas air is available for perception. So because of its perceptibility, we can say air is distinct, different from Maya. Therefore, I don't mind if we say Maya is Mithya. The Purapakshi says, the person who raises the objection, he says, Maya is Mithya means it's acceptable. No, why? Because Maya is imperceptible. Maya, we don't understand Maya. Imperceptible for us. Whereas air is perceptible, available for perception. Therefore, we can say air is different from Maya. Because air is perceptible, therefore different from the imperceptible Maya. Therefore, Maya, you can say Maya is Mithya, I can understand. But why can't we say air is not Mithya? Some sort of, you know, air is not Mithya. Why? It is not imperceptible like Maya. Maya is imperceptible, Maya is Mithya. We can understand. But air is perceptible. Air is available for, you know, perception. Therefore, we can take it as different, something different from Maya. Therefore, we can say air is not Mithya. Air is not as Mithya as Maya. This is the objection. Even though we don't see the air through physical eyes, but still, because of its perceptibility, we can always infer the air. That is the objection. The answer comes in the next.
Nistatva rupataivatra. Nistatva rupataivatra. Mayatvasya prayojika. Nistatva rupataivatra. Mayatvasya prayojika. Sashaktir karyayostulya. Sashakti karyayostulya. Vyakta vyaktatva bhedinoho. Nistatva rupataivatra. Nistatvarupataivatra mayatvasya prayojika. Sashakti karyayostulya. Sashakti karyayostulya vyakta vyaktatva bhedinoho. Nistatva rupataivatra mayatvasya prayojika. Sashakti karyayostulya vyakta vyaktatva bhedinoho.
See what he wants to say in the answer. Nistatva rupata, nistatva rupata, eva atra mayatvasya prayojika. Nistatva rupata means air does not have existence of its own. So air does not have existence of its own. Therefore, air has only dependent existence. Therefore, air is not Satyam. Because it is not Satyam, air is Mithya. So, it's Mithya means what? Again, Maya as the power of the reality is what? Imperceptible, avyaktam. And anything perceptible is what? that we anything perceptible is manifestation of Maya. The unmanifest Maya, the imperceptible Maya manifest is perceptible world of objects. See, he makes it very clear in this verse. The entire world of objects, including air and space, all the elements, is what? Nothing but the entire world of objects, right from space and air, all of them are the perceptible objects or manifestations of the imperceptible Maya. Okay. So, what is this? The power unmanifest is Maya. Power of reality manifest is the world. Power of the reality unmanifest is called Maya. The power of reality manifest is called the world. Whether the power is manifest or unmanifest, does it have independent existence? So what is this? What is space? Power of reality manifest is space. Power of reality manifest is time. Power of reality manifest is the air. Air is the power of reality manifest. So also the entire world of objects are what? The entire perceptible world of objects is nothing but power of reality manifest. And this power of reality unmanifest is what? Called Maya. Whether it's manifest or unmanifest, whether you call it Maya or the world, power of reality manifest is space. Power of reality unmanifest is Maya. Power of the reality manifest is the air. Power of reality unmanifest is Maya. Power of reality manifest is water, earth, fire. And the power of reality unmanifest is what? Maya. Maya is only the name. The world is also another name for the power. The power of the reality manifest is the world, including time and space. The power of reality unmanifest is Maya. And power is always imperceptible. That is why the power is called Karanam. Unmanifest power is called Karanam. The manifest power is called Karyam. Unmanifest power is called Karanam. Manifest power is called Karyam. So Karanam, the power as the cause, as the Karana Shakti, Avyakta Shakti, unmanifest power, which is looked upon as the cause, is always imperceptible. Whereas the effect, the manifest power in terms of effects is always available for perception. Effects are perceptible, cause is imperceptible. Effects are perceptible, effects are useful, effects. Whereas cause is imperceptible. So whether perceptible or imperceptible, useful or not available for utility, still Maya as the power of the reality doesn't have independent existence of its own. So Maya as the cause is the mithya means, what about the effects? Effects also must be mithya. If the cause is mithya, effect must be mithya or satyam. This person is arguing, cause can be mithya, but effect must be satyam. Know why? Because if effect I'm perceiving, I'm enjoying, it has utility, you know. So because of its experienceability and enjoyability, it is very difficult to say it is not mithya. No. All the effects are mithya, even though they are available for perception. Why? The very cause is mithya means, how can the effect be satyam? Got it? Got the point? Therefore,
reduce the world, reduce the time and space, reduce the elements, even your dear breath, the air, also reduce it what? Your own air element also is what? No, jag effect. Karya prapanchaha. Okay, the entire universe should be understood as what? The perceptible world of objects is what? Of karya prapanchaha. The effect is what? It is power of reality manifest is the world which is the perceptible world of objects, which is mithya. And what is maya? Maya is the power of reality unmanifest is maya. World and maya are two different names attributed to the only power of the only reality. When do we give the name world? When do you give the name power? Maya. Manifest, perceptible world is perceptible, manifest power is the world. Unmanifest, imperceptible power is maya. Now tell me, maya is mithya or not? Maya karanam is mithya. Therefore, maya karyam jagat is also mithya. Therefore, your air, the dearest air, is there, tiny little bot of this whole is also mithya. Don't say air is distinct from maya, different from maya. Maya is imperceptible, whereas air is perceptible. Therefore, how can you say air is mithya? Why can't you say air is not mithya? No. Come on. Air is one of the so many products of maya. It's okay. Maya karyam. Maya is the only cause of the entire world of objects. There air is one of the products of maya. Okay. One of the effects of maya. And then whole world have been reduced to this world mithya. And the air is also mithya. Perceptible world is nothing but manifest power is mithya. What is maya? Unmanifest power is maya. Unmanifest is imperceptible. Manifest is perceptible. Manifest or unmanifest. Perceptible or imperceptible. Cause or effect. Everything is mithya. Satyam is only Brahma. Obtaining in the form of existence, and that existence of this unmanifest power and the manifest power in terms of world. The existence of the unmanifest power in terms of maya, the existence of the manifest power in terms of the world is nothing but consciousness. So existence of the unmanifest power called maya is consciousness. Existence of the manifest power called world is also what? Consciousness. That alone is satyam. Maya is mithya. Maya karyam jagat is also mithya. And air is definitely mithya. I made it very clear. I think I have made it very clear. I don't know whether you all think you all feel clear. Okay, we'll continue next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.